Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3 Weeks Overviews. I greatly apologize for yesterday's fluke. I was in the midst of traveling back, and it just completely just fell apart. And I'm not used to doing the show on the road. That's just not how I normally do things. I do things in my studio, and I wasn't able to do it yesterday. So the entire show's premise is going to be about Havon. And I had said that I was going to do a Havon special in August, and I had kind of announced that a few weeks ago when all that stuff went on with, you know, yada, 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 we don't have to go over it again, but we had an incident, and I was like, you know what, I think that now is the time, because now is a critical time in Havon's history, and I think that that's what would be most appropriate. So the whole plan to do the review on General Hospital and Bone the Beautiful, it still stands. I know that I'm constantly struggling with pinning myself down to do those things, but I swear I'm going to, because I really am wanting to connect with you guys on more of that level, and I know that I've not been able to do that, and I'm sorry, but I thought that this was really important. So let's go ahead and get started. So the whole point of this show is not just to talk about Havon and where they're headed, but to kind of give you an insight on how I've done things and how, like, the Ajammies did things whenever we were having issues and we wanted to do a sound off for Ajami, and, you know, to kind of get justice for them whenever they were going through what they were going through. And so it's just kind of a step-by-step thing. And I'm going to also explain to you how the social media aspect of it is kind of affects how things go. And also, you know, step-by-step what you need to do in order to make a difference, so to speak. So, first of all, whenever we were doing the whole Ajami movement, basically, it was called the Code of Silence. And basically what that is we removed the hashtag from in front of the word Ajami. Now, a lot of people go, well, that's not going to make that big of a difference. It actually does. It makes a huge difference. And I'm going to tell you why. It makes a difference because hashtags are something of a marketing technique, and people make money off of hashtags. Now, I'm not here to hurt Young and the Restless. I'm not here to hurt their finances or anything like that, but I'm just going to try to explain to you kind of in a simplified way of how that works. So hashtags, most of the time, are trademarked or owned by a company or an individual person, etc. Like, I personally own 3 Weeks Overviews, hashtag 3 Weeks Overviews. So anything, if it takes off, it's going to automatically be something that comes to me because I had it trademarked. And like Havon, I don't know for sure that these are, but I want to say that they probably have been bought out by CBS, like Havon and, you know, hashtag YR, things like that. They're owned by Young and Restless, CBS, whatever. So whenever you take away that hashtag, every hashtag that you do, it generates, and so many makes them so much money. And so whenever we did the Code of Silence, we completely just wiped out using hashtag Ajami. And when we did that, you know, just from the whole aspect of what we kind of got out of it was that we made a huge impact, and several thousand people stopped doing it, and several thousand people stopped tuning into the show. I want to say there was a week where the views dropped 300,000. I mean, it was crazy. Now, I'm not saying all that was Ajami, but I definitely think it played a big part because, you know, things did turn out a different way. But another thing that you can do is it's called like a sound off, like a hotline or a comment line. And so if you're wanting to do that, which I think that honestly that might be your best bet, because I don't think that it's on the level of needing to do a code of silence. Now, if you think it is, go for it, you know, and I'll help you organize it if you want to. But I don't think that you're to that level quite yet. But if you think that you are, that's totally cool too. And I can kind of explain to you how to do that. And we can even have a Code of Silence show if you want to. But the way to do this is the first thing that you can do is you can call CBS. Now go ahead and get your pens. and paper. I'll give you a second. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Okay, now if you don't have your pen yet, like you're too slow. So the call number for CVS is 323-575-2345. And you're going to ask for the Young and the Restless comment line, okay? And then you'll just do a recording like a voicemail, okay? And if you don't want to do that, you can email the network. And that's, if you have your pen, it's yrbb@tvc.cvs.com. Or you can actually physically write a letter to Young and the Restless. It's 7800 Beverly Boulevard, and that's 90036 is the zip code. And that's Los Angeles. So there's other ways that you can obviously do it too. A lot of people go to and they vent to like Soap Opera Digest, and you can do like a sound off with them. You can do like the Ask Us thing. You can ask questions. And if you're wanting to do that, if you want to write to Soap Opera Digest, which is one that I recommend because they absolutely are like on board at looking at that stuff. The address for them is number 4 New York Plaza, second floor, New York, New York. And that's 10004. And again, that address is 4 New York Plaza, second floor, New York, New York, 10004. I like writing letters. It's fun. I've done it. Or you can do the email, and that's SODSOUND, just like the word sound, @soapoperadigest.com. And they also, you can like tweet them. You can write on their Facebook page. They look at all those things. So that's what you would do. And just, you know, stay on top of it. And, of course, you can always, if you weren't able to get all this stuff, you can always reach out to me again and I can give you the information. I don't think any of that's changed. That's what I've had on file this whole time. So most importantly, we need to talk about Hillary and Devon. Now, let me kind of give you where I sit with this, because I've never really explained exactly where I sit about Devon. Hillary and Devon are extremely complicated, and that's why I like them. I don't think any real true love is easy in life and in soaps. That's why I liked EJ and Sammy so much, was because they had a very vicious cycle of hurting each other, betraying each other, but then at the same time, they loved each other more than anything. Where was I going with that? They loved each other, and obviously they, I'm not going to go there. You know what I mean? They were horizontal, and it was a lot of fun to watch. Okay. So they had a lot of chemistry. I don't know how to be adult about anything. But that's how Hillary and Devon are. They're really, really entertaining to watch in and out of the bedroom. I think that a lot of their problems are petty. I think that there are things that could be avoided. Now, EJ and Sammy, things they did to each other, that was insane. You know, but, you know, Hillary tripping Mariah, I thought that was blown a little bit out of proportion. I think his reaction to it was a little crazy. But, I mean, obviously, she was trying to keep him from being stressed out, you know, whenever he had all that memory loss, which, you know, I just think that a lot of their problems can be solved with simply being honest and good people. And Hillary just simply has a bad habit of being destructive, self-destructive. You know, she's a bad girl, you know, and that's just what bad girls do. And I mean, some of the things she does, I mean, they're minimalistic. They're not insane. They're not that bad, but they're enough that Devon's going to judge her for it. And a lot of, you know, people have commented to me about just the fact that they think that, you know, Mariah is no saint. She's not. I mean, we know that, but, I've, and seeing her go through the whole I see the way you look at Hillary, I see the way that you act, and I know that I'm the rebound. But then he's always constantly going into denial and saying, no, that's not true. You're the one I want to be with. And that's tough to hear because we all know that's not true. And we also know that the direction of this relationship is going to go downhill. It hasn't had that great of a fan reaction, the two of them being together. I mean, and I don't think that Jordan and Hillary really had any chemistry. That's just my opinion. I just didn't really think they had that much. And, you know, when you see Hillary and Devon on screen together, they just have this electrifying chemistry. It's just obvious that it's there. But you can also see the fear in both of them that they're like, you know what, I want to be here and I want to keep trying this, but I already know if I continue on the same route or if you continue on the same route, we're going to just keep falling apart. And so that's something I think that they go through quite a bit. Is that they just can't seem to pinpoint who's at fault and who's to blame, and they've had conversations about it. They've talked about different things that are the root cause of their problems. And, I mean, he blames her for not being trustworthy. He calls her the devil. I mean, you know. And it's like eventually it will evolve back into the two of them being together. But my fear, and it's just a fear because it's just a repetitive pattern going on right now, she always does something that makes him leave or makes him question. And I'm not saying he's not a saint, but it seems to be that's what they do. And just reading the spoilers about her throwing Lily under the bus and causing her more problems, really? We already know how Devon's going to react to that, so that's just going to drag this out. And I don't expect them to turn her into a saint because then she'll be boring. But she's really got, you know, a soul. And you see that whenever she's in a vulnerable state. And she hits rock bottom. And you see her human side. And it's just really, it's touching to watch when you get to see that side of Hillary. Because she can be so raw. She is such a complex, complicated, multi-layered character, and she is you just never know what you're going to get. You know, you never know what kind of a Hillary you're going to have. And I think that's why I like her so much. It's because she's such a complex and in-depth character. And see, I think that she's much more layered than Devon is. I think Devon is very insecure in himself, and he's unsure of, I guess, what he deserves. And he's going through a mixture of different emotions where he has this physical and emotional desire for Hillary, but Mariah's the safe choice. And I don't know if he's convinced himself that she's what's right for him or if he really does believe that. I mean, obviously, the fans and myself included, I don't believe that. But it's definitely something that I like to examine and look further into. And they've never had an easy start to, you know, they didn't have an easy start. Because when she was with Neil and they were doing their thing behind his back, that was really hard for me to watch. Just because it's just, I don't dig betrayal on that level. But hey, you know, it is a soap opera and that's going to happen. It's the same thing with, I didn't really particularly like watching Phyllis and Billy together behind Jack's back, because Jack is such a decent human being. He's not a saint, but I like him, and I feel like he really genuinely loved Phyllis with all his heart. And that's how I feel about Neil. I think Neil is somebody that deserves to find happiness, and I don't feel like they focus on him enough. So whenever all those things happened and all of that came out, I was just astounded that Neil was able to rectify his relationship with Devon and actually rebuild it, and in his own words say that he thinks Devon and Hillary are soulmates and all of this stuff. I'm like, I can't imagine, you know, if it was me and my mother and, you know, I slept with her husband, you know, that's just crazy. And I mean, my mother and I would never, ever, ever be able to rebuild our, you know, relationship. That's just not It's not something that could happen. So to see that, I mean, obviously it's a soap opera, I get it. But to see that happen, it was just wild to me. And then Hillary kind of hit a downward spiral. And she already was on one because she was bouncing back and forth between Neil and his son. But to see her go through her own insecurities, because you know she has them. And that's something that I think that a lot of people forget about, especially the art of acting and the writing. A good writer will write real life. You know, the fact that Nikki is battling MS, or, you know, what Scott went through when he was dealing with all that stuff and being kidnapped and whatnot. Those are real things that happen every day. And that Sharon's about to deal with a sex traffic ring, you know. So it's going to be one of those times where I could say that everything that goes on that I'm able to relate to, or something that I feel genuinely impacts somebody in any way, shape, or form, I think that that's true art. And when, how do I put it to simplify it, because I'm a really complex person anyway, but Hillary is the type of person, let me see how I want to put this, Hillary is the type of person that no matter how beautiful you are, and this is true in real life because I'm a woman and I go through it, you know, whether you're gaining weight or whether you're, you know, facing, you know, the world we live in today, Jesus, you know, with the sexism and the racism and the homophobia and all these things, no matter how pretty you are, no matter how successful you are, you always seem to find the insecurities somewhere because for some reason, pain, sadness, any sort of negativity, you gravitate towards it because nobody really expects true happiness. Nobody expects things to last. And with Hillary, she's got all this. You know, she's got GC Buzz, and she's beautiful, and she's got all this attention, and she's got this beautiful body, and she's smart, and it's just not enough. She gets bored. Because once you have it all, you feel like you've got nothing. And she, you know, I think genuinely loves Devon, but who's to say, you know, will she always be secure in that? Will he always be secure in that? You want that. And you want to be able to see those complexities build. And that's another reason why I think it's important that Tessa and Mariah start their relationship, or a relationship, is because I think the general public needs to see that. And a lot of people will disagree with me. And I've had a lot of people tell me they don't agree with that. And as someone who's a very big supporter of the LGBT community, I think that love is love. It doesn't matter what your gender is. I don't care. I don't care what your skin color is. If you love somebody and you connect with somebody's spirit and their soul and they love you for who you are, I think that's what matters most. And I feel like I have always seen a hit and miss with Mariah, and I've never been able to really see her with whom I think she would be most appreciated. And I'm not saying that Devon's a bad person. I just think that he's struggling with letting go. And he's not going to let go. We already know this. But to see Mariah finally be appreciated by somebody that genuinely is interested in her thoughts, her feelings, her desires, her fears. And I don't care that it's a woman. And a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I shipped to Raya, you know, kind of thing. And a lot of people just want her away from Devon. And I don't blame them for that. But I also want them to develop Devon in a healthy way. Let them get back to a healthy place. And obviously, it's a soap opera. It's not going to be that way. But I wish that they would. I wish that they would take it in a really positive way. And to see a reunion based on trust, you know, and honesty. I want that for them because they've lived on a pile of lies for so long. So that's pretty much where I'm at with everything. I think that, I mean, the fan base is crazy. I mean, you guys had them trending the other day, and they saw that, and they were so excited and thrilled and appreciative of everybody that went out of their way to do that. And I think that you've got something great, and I consider myself a Hovland fan. I do. But after what happened to Jamie, it was hard for me to invest again. And I also had to go at my work with a less of a biased view. But then again, you know, when you see something that has a good base and has potential, I stand by that. And I think that Hovland and Taraya both need to happen. I think that Devon is a good person. I do think Mariah is a good person. I know people hate her guts and think she's horrible, but I don't. I just think she needs to be with the right person. And I think Tessa is going to be that person. And like I said, you're entitled to your opinion. It's totally cool if you don't like two women to be together. I mean, I don't think it really matters. Like I said, I think whoever you love is who you love, and 100% I will stand behind my kids. If my son or my daughter comes to me one day and says, Mom, I'm gay, I'm going to say, are you happy? And they say yes, and I'm going to be like, okay. That's all, you know, happy baby, happy mama. That's how I am. So I think that they have a real potential to turn this around and to give the Hovland fans exactly what they deserve, a reunion, a happy reunion, you know, a beautiful renewal wedding kind of a thing, I think would be awesome. And then for Mariah to finally find happiness. And that is something I really look forward to seeing, is her journey into realizing, you know, that she has feelings for another woman. Because it was amazing watching Will come out on Days to his mother. It was the realest, most raw, amazing writing I've ever seen. Allison Sweeney knocked it out of the park. Ryan DiTillo knocked it out of the park. It was just crazy. It was so great. And even James Scott, you know, playing EJ, and EJ's a hard character, you know. And, you know, I don't remember who it was that told him. I think it was Sammy that told EJ. Yeah, Sammy told EJ Will's gay. And EJ goes, I know. You know, I hope. I know people are going to be shocked, you know, whenever Mariah does eventually go that direction. I think a lot of people will be shocked. I think Sharon will be supportive. I think Nick will be on the fence because he's a douchebag right now. And I just hope that they give her the support and the love that she needs. And I hope, like I said, I hope that Devon and Hillary are able to move forward. And that's where I'm at, fam. So, yeah. So, here's the deal. Okay. Okay. We have a drawing that's going to be coming up next week. I'm going to be actually partnering with a group called Geek Suite, and they are going to be doing the prizes. And so the prize is going to be obviously Young and the Restless themed. I'm actually going to be doing a coffee mug this month. So it's going to be a Young and the Restless themed coffee mug. And because who can live without their coffee, seriously? I haven't decided if I'm going to do like a regular one or if I'm going to do like a tribal mug or what. But we're actually going to be starting printing on that this week. And then we'll just do kind of like a random drawing. I'm going to go through. We have gotten so many new followers. It's crazy. Over the last couple of weeks, we've gained like several hundred followers. I'm thrilled. I'm so happy that you guys like me and like the show, because I love you guys so much, and I wouldn't be here. I'm just going to say it again. I've said it a million times. I wouldn't be here without you. I love y'all so much. So I want to be able to give back and give you cool stuff, and so we're going to be doing a coffee mug, and so what we're going to do is we're going to go through and just kind of randomly pick people, and we might do a little bit of additives. We haven't decided, but yeah, we're going to put it together. It's going to be great. So if you haven't followed us yet, in order to enter, because this is the last week you're going to be able to do it, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at 3B Soap Reviews, and then we'll follow you back. We always follow people back because we want to be able to stay in touch with you. And so, yeah, so follow us, and then we're going to be doing the drawing next Sunday, and then we'll have to get your information. So, like, if you're not, like, right on top of your phone or on your computer, yikes, because we're going to need your information pretty quickly. We need your address and everything so we can get it to you pronto. So anyway, I'll be back next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, I'm so sorry about yesterday. It was horrible. And then I'll be doing the Q&A again tomorrow. So from the moment that we stop doing this, you can go ahead and start sending in your questions, and I will be answering them tomorrow. I'm thinking between 1 and 2 is going to be, and that's Central Time, to do your questions. And you've been sending some of the coolest and fun questions ever. I hate having to just pick a couple of them that I'm not able to do them all in an hour because I'm so busy in that time anyway. But, yeah, send as many as you want, and I love you guys so much, and I'll see you guys next Sunday. Bye.